When's our next AGM?
What was that?
Well, I want to know when we're on for another board meeting because I want to a soundboard. just to use whenever, like I feel like I deserve one.
Yeah.
Tell me a joke.
Yeah. We get to the intro.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the shot.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Gorham just kicked it.
Oh, Danny boy. Hey, we can get you a soundboard though. We have a little piano over there. Like, it's like a piano soundboard thing.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, I actually shaved my head, man.
You actually did. You look, hey, first of all, great. Great. Initiative is not the word. Great, yeah. By you to get involved with Do It For Doc.
Oh, didn't wanna.
No, but you did, which is, you're a lot braver than I am, so.
Didn't wanna.
Why, first of all, let's start with how brave you are and well done for getting involved.
Thank
Secondly.
You. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, you can't say anything to me that hasn't been said already.
Just leave it, man.
Yeah, fair to say we have some beautiful fans. They can be hurtful, though.
Or are they getting new?
Oh.
What was said?
Just banter, man.
Just banter. Just like, it's water off a duck's back, isn't it?
Oh, it doesn't hurt my feelings at all. You should start advertising on your forehead. You look like a fucking gremlin. Should die. Just that sort of thing. But it's funny because it's a joke.
It's actually funny,
It's
man.
Funny because if you're joking, it doesn't hurt me.
Yeah, that's fair. But like, how much would you be charging for a bit of space in that forehead? What are your rates? Yeah, tell us about how to go down. How nervous were you pre-shave?
I was nervous. So as you can see a little bit here, I actually had my shaver and I was like, fuck, I've got to do it. And I shaved it without thinking on like zero and then took off my sideburns.
It's a bit short on the side, yeah.
And then I was like, fuck, I've got to clean this up. So I just grabbed the four, just went straight over the top. And look, I know I've never ever had a shave head in my life, ever. This is the first time in 28 years I've shaved my head.
You don't look terrible.
It's pretty terrible. But I thought that I was going to look, I know it looked bad, but I thought it was going to look even worse. So
worse than what you are.
Let's just get it out there. I get it. You don't have to message me. I know I'm ugly.
Or you can.
Thank you. You can as well.
It's water off a duck's back.
Yeah,
like
you
said.
Like doesn't
it's actually,
hurt me either. Like, I wasn't up crying or anything. So it's actually totally fine. This is for Sam Doherty. So make sure you jump onto the Peter Mac Foundation and donate because it's $160,000.
Huge amount of money. Well done everyone who has donated, got involved, shaved their head. Congrats, guys. It's a huge effort. So well
done. Thank you all.
Big shout out to you all.
Thank you all.
Why are you so close again?
Yeah, it's weird. He's like in a little corner.
Again,
yeah,
sorry guys. Yeah. We know he said yes last episode that producer Sam wanted to sit literally on my knee.
Yeah.
And he's done it again. He's
asking
so close.
To like put a chair. Like I reckon he'll want his own chair soon.
Yeah. Do you want to just sit here, mate? Is that what you want? You want a microphone as well?
No,
of course he does.
Dad said no mic.
I reckon
that.
We do one episode where we give producer Sam a mic.
No. We're never. Never. now, massive, massive recap of last week. Now, Squid Game. That blew up, didn't it? No one knew about that last week. I don't think that was... No one even knew about it. It wasn't even on until I had it on priority feed.
Yeah,
and now it's
started.
Like number one in the
world. Because the thing is, man...
No one knew about it, man.
You saw it on Netflix before anyone started watching it.
Yep.
I watched it. I know last week I said you had to take the Korean subs... sorry.
You got to watch it in Korean.
Yeah, I didn't do what I said I was supposed to do. I left it in English dubbed for half a season.
Don't do that.
I think I missed a fair bit of what happened.
Yeah.
In Squid Game.
Well, did you see, like, you know, we're on TikTok.
Yeah.
There was actually a Korean TikToker who speaks fluent Korean. And she was saying, like, when you watch it on that model of the, like, dubbed English voiceover, you miss, like, 50% of the show because it just, doesn't make sense.
It didn't make sense. Like, obviously, it felt like it sometimes the Korean speaking part was longer than what the English dub version could be. So
I don't think they thought it was going to be as big as it was and didn't really put much effort into it. Like,
no.
There was probably a lazy employee at Netflix going, this is one I can just not have to
this is a low-budget film. Let's just literally get, like, are you an intern? Come here. Just dub this in English. So, so sometimes when it was like the Korean text down the bottom, whatever it might be, or them saying it was longer than the English version. Mm. So it was like they would double up it and say the same thing, but in different ways to match up with the Korean.
Yeah.
So it was like, friggin' moron, can't believe you've done this. Can't believe you have done this, friggin' moron.
Like, yeah, the Americans just don't touch it ever. No. It was so good in Korean. You've got to have it for the Atmos. You're getting the good Atmos there and watch it with the subtitles. But again, I'm taking full responsibility for that.
Why would you bring me here? Bring me here I am. What the fuck are you talking about? We know you're here.
Have you seen it, like, fully?
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, I have, mate. I don't know what I saw, but I've seen it.
Because there's so many good theories around, and spoiler alert, but like there's so many good like little bits around on Netflix about what they thought would happen. So like obviously at the start, you know how they're like throwing the cards on the ground and like they're flipping the cards?
Easy as for
me. So it was like red and blue, I think. And they're saying that whatever card you choose, like they chose, that's who you became. So like the red were like the guards and the blue is like that bluey green is like the people in the show. So they're saying that if you had chosen the red card, you would have been a guard.
Yeah. That's pretty, I did not think about that much. I was still struggling to keep up with what was going on, mate. Yeah. As I said, why are we here? Here is what happening.
Yeah. Doesn't and they've match. Actually said as well, sorry to bore everyone, but they've said as well that number 001, so the older gentleman in the show that, spoiler alert again, and can I say this? Yeah. He ends up being the everyone bad would have guy. Seen don't, if you haven't seen it, don't listen to what I'm saying. But they reckon that he might actually be the main character's dad.
How have they drawn that conclusion?
So you know when they're playing marbles?
Yeah.
And they keep walking around and they're saying, this was my old neighborhood, this was my old neighborhood. And then he says, the main character says, it's my birthday today. And then he says, it was my son's birthday today.
Go figure that one out.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the games, though, are pretty messed up. Like even the one like the cookie one where they had to cut the cookie out.
Yeah,
They lick it. The candy, yeah. Honeycomb. Yeah. If you got an umbrella, you'd be fucked. No one's cutting out that umbrella.
Yeah, you got to lick it, man.
No, you don't lick it. You grab a gun off the guard and you say, guys, I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this bullshit. All right, you brought me here and you didn't really explain the rules that well and now I'm fighting for my fucking life?
Hey, they all came back.
Hey, Squarehead.
But they all came back.
I'm out. Open the door. Enough of these games. People keep dot playing marbles. Yeah,
we loved it. Okay, that was it. Also, the Berhine.
Yeah, congrats to... Oh, I still fucking...
Did some people get in?
So a lot of people got in, I think. I saw in the DMs that a lot of you got into Berhine, got past Sven. People gave me some tips. I did have another crack at it. Fucking Sven.
Yeah, I've given up
still,
on that one.
Still nothing.
I've given up on that one. No, I got an Xbox.
I'm not Dan Gorange. I'm Dan Porridge. What's that mean? We did funny meme.
We got an Xbox last week, we said about it.
Yeah.
Now we need to know what games to download.
Yeah.
And who wants to challenge us on the Xbox? We're going to get on Twitch, aren't we?
I'm keen to get on Twitch.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I think we start an account. Now, I don't want to get on the traditional games. I don't want to get on COD.
No. We want Farmhouse.
I want Farm Simulator.
Farm Simulator, sorry.
Is there The Sims? Is The Sims on Xbox?
I think so.
We're playing Sims. We're going to raise a family in a nice community.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, we're not going to play Grand Theft Auto and steal cars.
Do you remember Farmville on Facebook?
Yes, I played.
That was the best.
Yeah, I cropped.
Oh, I cropped so hard, yeah. Man. That was so much fun.
I was a big cropper.
It was the best.
Nothing better than going to school day just thinking, fuck, my corn's ready.
Yeah, you just got to corn it up. And you could gift people like a lamb.
Yeah, could you?
Yeah.
I used to go to other farms. I don't know if you could steal from other farms, but I'd go and collect coins. But yeah. Oh, Dill's farm, it'll look nice.
Yeah, if you help here's someone out or something. Yeah, good times, man.
Burn
good
your
time.
Farm to the ground.
It reminds me of the time we were let out of the house.
Oh, remember mate. That? New South Wales, they're out. They had a Freedom Day, they're calling it, in Sydney. They were all partying hard in the park before Freedom Day kicked in. Did you see that thing? There's like, I don't know how many people were there, but so many people in this park celebrating prior to midnight and then getting out.
Yes, so they're celebrating that. Australia's largest city to emerge from a 106-day lockdown on Monday. Sydney authorities confirmed coronavirus vaccination targets have been met. Gee whiz, wish we fucking did that. That'd be good.
Mate, I haven't seen shit in days, you know. I've seen the same park and I've seen your head.
Yeah.
And God, when that door opens at the pub, I'm just going to barge in there and say, hey.
I'm
back. Hey, can I talk to you about something, actually?
Yeah.
How much do you love F1s, like just roughly? Because you watch that doco.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
20.
And you watch that doco, Born to Drive?
I don't just watch the doco, man. I was on the circuit, like helping out.
And you know, who's your favourite drivers? You know a few.
Heaps, man. Ricardo.
Okay. Do you know Lando Norris?
Lando Norris, yeah.
Yeah. So why'd you call him Lonzo in this bit?
Maybe tell him to hit me up on TikTok or something and we'll sort it. But he's a star and would love him on the show. And ever since I watched that documentary Drive to Survive, I feel like me and him are like friends. And maybe even Lonzo as well. We can bring him and we'll hang out and do a podcast.
You know what? You know what's different between me and you, man? You actually call him Lando because that's like you think that's his name. It's what people call him that don't know him.
Yeah.
Lonzo's alter ego comes out after a few one too many, you know what I
mean? No.
Yeah.
I can't wait for him to come out. I think they're out here in December.
Yeah, like I'm going to catch up with him.
And you're going to be on the track with Lonzo.
Lonzo and Gonzo.
Lonzo Norris.
On a big gorgie.
That was funny, but that's another one.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm fucking funny sometimes. Fury Wilder fight, man. Fury Wilder.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but thanks to everyone who put it on their stories, I felt like I was actually at MGM Grand in Vegas. You know, the amount of stories I saw, I was like, I'm there as well.
Yes.
It was awesome to see so many fucking 1-2 good nights.
We love a 1-2 good night, don't we? Now, that was the third fight?
Yeah. Wilder, Fury 3. Wilder hasn't got, I think the last fight they did, like it was really, I think they were saying Wilder should have won.
Yeah, but he didn't.
And then Fury knocked him out this time. But Fury, Wilder was on the top of his game.
Is that actually his last name?
Fury?
Yeah.
Tyson Fury, yeah.
Is that actually his last name?
Yeah, he's got a brother, Tommy, who was on Love Island. So they're obviously on the same trajectory. The Fury, he is a former alcohol and drug addict.
Yes.
He's got a great story, actually, if anyone wants to go and look at it. Wilder was on the top of the game years ago and called Fury out. Fury was watching it at home. As soon as he called him out on TV, Fury went out for a run and filmed and said, Wilder, you're doing this. I'm coming for you. Thank you so much for giving me the motivation. Fast forward to now. Beat him three times.
It's pretty incredible, man. I don't watch a lot of boxing. I didn't watch the fight, but I love him. Mm. There's a lot of like clips of him on like YouTube and TikTok and like talking to people. People come up to him. I saw one about him like chasing up this young kid who had like mental health issues, and he went and like spoke to him for like 20 minutes.
Mm.
Seems like a legend.
Yeah.
Ripping bloke.
Yeah.
Ripping bloke. There's a really good podcast with him and like Mike Tyson and someone else, and they're just like...
Talking about boxing and stuff.
No, not boxing. They're talking about life and shit. Like it's fucking...
Lessons. How many lessons? Well, as a former boxer, I kind of get like where they're coming from. Like when I was just doing those sparring sessions.
Is Big Gorgie going to get some advice?
Actually, I want to bring this up. I'm in another fight somehow again.
You've got to stop getting in fights.
Did another TikTok during the week. Can I say which one it was, producer Sam? One of the TikToks I've done recently, they responded to me via Instagram. Not the first time this happened. So this person responded to me. It was like, hey, like, you want to give credit to the creator of that video? I was like, I'm not sure you're from around here. You don't really know how this works, does it? Like, literally TikTok's designed to take the piss out of each other and like, you know, use your content to make my content. So where are you coming from? Anyway, he messaged me and then I went and searched his profile and some of the scariest stuff I've ever seen in my life. I don't want to name the person or go into it because I don't want our listeners and viewers to see what I had to see, but whoa, I mean, I saw some things. I'm so scared of TikTok at the moment. I'm absolutely mortified.
Yeah, yeah.
TikTok's, we love our TikTok.
We do. We do love TikTok. But and yeah, let's do, I just want you to go through 1 week without getting into a fight with someone.
No, I can't. I'm telling you, me, Tyson Fury, Michael and Brian and from Married at First Sight, and probably now Mike Tyson, they're going to have a massive gorgie one day. It's going to be so sick when we're all just in the same, you know, room, hopefully. Having a massive gorgie
together. Yeah, nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Love gorgie.
And I can't wait to see all you at the pub in maybe 2.5 weeks and just getting around
big
each
gorgie.
Other. Just, boy, just the best gorgie ever. And just high fives and stuff.
I love gorgies. Yeah. Gorgies are good. They're gorgeous. Mate, guess what? Besides gorgies, guess what else we're doing?
What are we doing?
You know.
Refresh my memory.
Marathon.
Oh, fuck me. We are doing a marathon, yeah.
I'm so scared, man. This is silly because you're quite a good runner. You've signed up for this marathon. Then I thought I better fucking sign up for this marathon. I've never done a run over 13Ks. Marathon's 42.
Yeah.
So on the weekend, I was like, shit, I better get these legs humming to see how far I can
go. Those pissant legs going.
These pissant legs. There's not much on them. Pins. Oh, they're shocking.
No, they're great.
They suck. And we quickly realized I did 16Ks on the weekend.
Oh, bragging.
That's not even halfway. And it's like... It's quite a long way.
Yeah, I'm with you. We did sign up last week, but we didn't say anything because I guess we were still coming to grips with how far it was. The worst thing we've done is checked the map on the Melbourne Marathon website to see how far it is. Starting from the G or thereabouts and then going to Elwood and back feels a lot easier in my head.
Yeah.
And then I watch the video and you literally do like 50 up and back to make that distance.
Far. It's so far.
I'm with you. I'm not probably going to do the training regime you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm trying pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm more of a just rock up kind of guy and bust it out.
Yeah.
Like just maybe do, I think I've done 3 5K runs in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's probably me done now.
Yeah.
I'll just rock up on December 11th and knock out 42.
It's, mate, it is. Do you know what I've seen a lot of lately is like apparently, like, you know, when I get into something, I get into it. So I'm up watching YouTube of like the best running shoes I can get, what I need to eat the day before a race, how much water I need to intake. The biggest, you know, the biggest common thing that happens to marathon runners is?
Blisters.
They shit their pants.
And that.
I swear, that's actually the number one thing. Because you like will have caffeine or you eat too much. You're running for like three, four, 5 hours nearly.
Yeah.
A lot of running, a lot of stomach movement.
Well, I get that as a runner. If I have to go during the marathon this year, I'm not stopping. I'm shit myself.
Yeah, no, same.
Like, there's no way I'm stopping my time.
I was wearing
that. I've thought about how can I incorporate some of the values that we live here at List Cloggers into the marathon. One is obviously setting the tone hard.
Yeah, you want to be winning after the first 100 metres.
Yes, so we've signed up to do it under 4 hours.
Yep.
So I thought, how can I bring the values of List Cloggers to the marathon? How can I set the tone hard?
Because a lot of List Cloggers will be loving the marathon.
Yes, I'm sure a lot of them are going to participate in it. But how can I set the tone? So we've signed up to do it under 4 hours.
And we've never done one.
Never done one. I'm thinking that at the start of the whole pack, of the whole marathon, are going to be people who could win it.
Yeah, I reckon you want to be winning the first kilometre.
Yeah. So
because you're setting the pace.
Yeah. I'm going to go line up with them and I'm coming out the gate hard as.
Just shoulders.
Mate, I'm full sprinting the first 200 metres just to let them know.
Jeez, there's nothing worse than starting and having some bodies. You need to get out there and just have the wind in with you.
How
you
want to
be out the front because once you're out the front, you can't get past.
Nah.
Really?
Like, how can I concentrate from middle of the pack? Oh, there's people around me. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm storming out.
If anyone's in front of you, just kick the fuck out of their kneecaps as well.
And, you know, I want them to feel like, shit, this guy's gone for it.
Yeah.
Is he going to hold that the whole 42
Because it's all mental. It's got nothing to do with fitness or strength.
Nah.
It's mental.
So I'm going to try and hold this pace. I'm saying 200 metres, but I'm going to try and hold 42 Ks.
Yeah, same.
I just want to put the fear of God into these people who think they're a chance to win it. That 6'7" guy, that massive pissant.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is, but he's quick.
Yeah. And it's the same mentality as well of like when you rock up to local and you're playing like fullback and you go straight up to the full forward, you start elbowing him in the back.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of
It is. I can't man you up.
Yeah, I'm just going to elbow you.
I'm going to elbow your spine.
Hey, if the full forward kicks the first 6 goals, 3 more quarters to keep doing it. That's just, he's had a good start. You keep going.
So that's one way I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm thinking, I know they'll do this. We're going to have drink stations where you run past and you collect drinks.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. I love it.
If I'm at the front by the first drink station,
knocking over every other one.
I'm grabbing my drink and just knocking them all out.
Yeah, I'm saying.
That way, I'm over cheersing on the way through.
No.
Knock them out. That way, the 50 people behind me that think there is a chance to win it go, okay, this guy's lightning fast and now I'm even more thirsty.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yep.
So they're thrown off. I'm setting the tone hard as. Fast forward 30 Ks in, I'm at the back of the pack, but I've done my job too.
And the thing is as well, you've actually, in a way, you've been harsh on them, but you want the best for them.
Yeah.
Because like they wouldn't have got that pace set if you weren't there.
I just think it'd be silly for me not to go there, ruin my race and my day probably, and not help them get the best out of themselves.
No, and that's the man you are, mate. That's the man you are.
Yeah, like why let them just get complacent when I can just sprint?
Also, we are actually setting up a List Cloggers team on marathon. So if you do want to sign up, let us know. There is a List Cloggers team there. We will work it out how you can sign up to that, but you can join us in the run. Now, just while we're on the of running, obviously last week, 2 weeks ago, I got nearly assaulted at the running track.
Yeah, you dropped your package.
Yes. And
are you okay? Are you coming? We've got to
stop commenting on my Strava about meth.
Don't yell at me. If you're having withdrawals, it's okay, but please don't yell at me. I'm getting quite scared now.
We've got to stop commenting on my Strava about meth, okay? Can we stop that, please? Because there's people there that don't know that, like, we're joking about that and they just think that, like, I'm running with meth.
Oh, dear, look, I hope we are joking. Like, I don't know what you do in your free time. You've come in here a bit angry. Looking as good as what you did last week. I'm a little bit scared. So if you ever want to chat, man, happy here for you.
Appreciate it. Okay. So yeah, definitely don't do that, guys. Please.
Still on running with a marathon. You got to put your name in on your bib.
Yeah.
What did you put in?
Pissant.
So people behind you are going to see piss ant.
They're going to be, they're running to a piss ant.
Well, mine's Strava King.
Yeah.
And like how good's that going to be? Again, like I'm at the front, they're going, you know, Greg, Bob, Rob, they're on their tags. Then they say, oh, Strava King?
Yeah, they're not loving that.
They're fucked. Yeah.
That's exciting. Wow. We're excited for that. So yeah, December 11, I think it is. We've got some training to do. So if you see us out running, I saw a few cloggers on the weekend. Jeez, I was doing the Yarra trails on the weekend, just up and down in the city.
Yeah.
Saw a few cloggers there. They'll really supportive. Yeah. So
if you do see us, get around us.
Make sure you do it.
Oh, fucking picnics, man.
How good, man.
I'm a picnic went to one?
Guy. Yeah.
I would try to go to one. Yeah, I would try to go to the front of the botanical on Saturday. Mm. Oh, mate. Well, absolute mayhem. I don't
Not
know
really
how
a good
it.
Picnic spot, to be honest.
Well, I feel like every man and his dog wanted to be seen in front of
well,
the
Well, it's a
tent.
Very seen. Like, botanicals are very affluent area where, like, you if you want a picnic, you go picnic with the northern suburbs, as like myself.
Where you are.
Yeah. You go to the Eddy Gardens.
Yeah.
That's sort of just low-key picnic, chill. Okay. You guys down at the other park are, like, doing bloody photo shoots and shit.
You know? Did you see that guy?
Just settle down.
Do the thing on his
moped. My God. Benny Crocker. Our mate Benny Crocker, list clogger, loves the show. He put up a video on his Instagram the other day. Some guy was on the scooter doing monos. I thought it was, you know, my scooter at some stage. And he's gone doing monos. Everyone's filming him and he stacks his car. His bike goes straight into the back of an Uber car. Oh, that's a great video.
Funny.
Yeah, it's great.
So I'm done picnicking from the tan.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I've tried once, drove around for 55 minutes around the tan trying to find a park. Yeah. Then it's ended up going to Albert Park. So that was better.
It's hard to find. Yeah, it's hard to find parks.
I need to talk about something with you right now.
Yep.
I've just walked into the studio and don't know why. I can tell you why it caught my eye. Because it's absolutely the size of a whole room.
Yep.
Your hobby list now, we're taking count. You're into vinyls.
Yes, vinyls are into me.
You're massively into golf. Still playing.
I'm a golfer, yeah.
You have to be now being Strava because it's a marathon.
Love Strava.
Just watching films and series. Your priority pick is always around. Yep. Drinking water?
Yes, that's a new one of mine.
What do you mean?
So I found a new hobby.
Apparently, I've got to drink and eat water.
No, this is like one of my favorite things to do. I'm not even joking. It's like on a weekend, sometimes I get in these moods where like I just sit at home and just drink as much water as I can. And just get like super hydrated. That's like a new hobby of mine.
Is that what
you're
calling
it? Just being as hydrated as possible.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
So your goal on the weekends is like, I'm just going to get so much water in me.
Well, I just love it. I just go, this weekend.
I'm a hot rider.
Instead of hitting the beers, it's another way you just go, I'm going to hit the waters. Yeah. I'm going to get as hydrated as I can.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. And you just go, that was fun.
I feel like if I have too much water, it starts hurting. Like everything starts hurting on me.
Oh, you feel very full, but I love just that feeling of just flushing your body out of all the toxins.
I hate it when you've had literally like 3 litres of water and you're constantly just pissing. Like I sit down and great, now I've got to get up again.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, it's the worst feeling.
You actually missed one more hobby, skiing as well.
Skiing, yeah. We know you're into skiing. Yeah. Now it looks like you're into coffee.
Oh, I'm into coffee
because
now. Because
there's
coffee
just
guy now.
A massive coffee machine.
Don't forget walking the dog as well.
And walking the dog. Why?
Also, I've got one more.
What?
I'll read out my list of hobbies. I actually have a notes in my of my hobbies.
Just to keep track of
what
vinyls,
golf, skiing, Strava, watching films and series, camping.
You know I love shit. You've been camping once.
Doesn't mean it's not
and
a hobby.
And fishing?
Doesn't mean it's not a hobby.
You like fishing?
Love fishing. I'm going to put that on the list. Camping. I got my swag. I cannot wait to go camping. Walking Frank. Drinking water. Now my new one.
Coffee.
Coffee connoisseur.
Why have you got a coffee machine?
Actually,
don't call yourself that because you made me a coffee. You made me a soy.
I made you a soy. It was. I don't know what it was, but it was good, wasn't it?
It
Would
was soy
like it?
Shit. Mate, it was just like, I don't know if you're... If you're still working like the machine out, but if I
it was probably my third one. We've got a new coffee machine in here. Now these coffee machines, my good mate Julian Moosey and the lads down at Inglewood.
That'd be more
at
to
Inglewood.
It. Here we go. Here's the reason.
Inglewood as well, actually. Yeah. They gave us a coffee machine here at our new studio. Mm. And it is
I can see what's happened here.
The best coffee I've ever had.
Yeah.
I just can't make it very well.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know why. How many coffees do you honestly think you'll make?
I can only have two until I can't sleep.
Yeah, so well, you made me coffee. It was pretty.
Did you like it?
I was very gluggy at the bottom. It's like I was drinking off soy milk.
It was my first one, so I'll get better at that. Thanks. I apologize. But yeah, I got some coffee for you to take home.
Oh, really? A lot of this is happening a lot at the moment. That I'm seeing. I've had a few sunny days now. I've had a few sunny days here in Melbourne, and I don't know what's happening at the moment. Obviously, been locked up for a while, but. Why is it in the mornings when there's a bit of sun and it's probably maybe 9 degrees at 6:30.
Yeah.
There's blokes with tops off.
Really?
Yeah. Running down a Beaconsfield parade near where I am.
Yeah.
Like, hey, buddy, if it's 9 degrees outside and your top's off, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Who are you trying to impress?
Not really in my area. I don't see people with tops off.
I will never take my top off running or working out, no matter how hot it is.
Neither. And to be honest as well, like I was doing that run on the weekend with 16 Ks, if you didn't check their Strava. And I was with my mate Dogsy, who's, again, you know, we talk about him a lot on the show, but he thinks he like fucking invented running. Like he genuinely thinks he's the only person that's ever like ran before.
Yeah.
Anyway, it gets to like a kilometer and he goes, man, I'm going to take my top off.
Yeah.
I was like, he's wearing a singlet as well, by the way. It's like, how are you that hot after like 4 minutes of running that you need to take your top off? It's like that TikTok. Everybody's at TikTok. Hey, yeah, I'm going to have to get my cock out. Yeah.
Okay, fine. It's like, what's in his head? He must be like, oh, fuck, this top. I know I'm only 800 meters into this.
Yeah, nah, this top's going to weigh me down. I could go so much quicker if
this top didn't, you know, blow around the wind here, I'd be doing 330s.
You know what I love doing when I run? Is like, I love wearing just a normal cotton t-shirt. I love watching it, and a grey one, so that when I sweat, people are like, fuck, he's working hard.
Yeah.
Like, I love the sweat to come through the t-shirt, because I want people to think, he's going hard, that bloke.
I'll run in a hoodie.
Yeah.
I do, just like, I even do gym in hoodie sometimes, just like, that guy's just, he wants the best for himself.
Yeah,
it's 30 degrees out here, and he's still running in a hoodie.
That's a lot. A hoodie is a lot to be running.
Because it's a mindset.
Can't imagine people that run in tracksuits, you know, you're just like,
what I'm saying? People who are running, if you are this person, and fucking stop it. If you exercise in denim of any sort, long denim, short denim. I bet you start seeing it now everywhere. Don't ever do any exercise in denim.
I've never seen that.
Outfits.
Good.
I've seen a lot. I saw a guy do the like in denim jeans. I was like, that is just, I'm so uncomfortable watching that.
Yeah.
on running, sorry.
Yeah, I love running.
You know, we said about the marathon, like, I don't think our bodies will, I don't think our lungs will hurt during the run. I think our bodies will be sore.
It's sore, yeah, that does. Your knees, my knees get sore.
Yeah, I feel like if our bodies were like a car, you know, you start your car and all the lights come on and tells you what's wrong.
Yeah.
If we were that, like as soon as we start running, literally every light would
come
on.
They do, man.
But you just ignore it.
No, you just keep going.
Yeah.
I, like on the weekend, that run I did, it was the furthest I've ever gone. And every K, like I was just like feeling my calf and I'm like, just fucking hold on. Mm. Like, you piece of shit, just hold on.
Yeah,
and after that, we had a little DNM. I was so happy. I was just like, oh, like I just didn't want it to pop. And it didn't. So I'm really happy. Yeah, just, you know, you got to talk to your muscles sometimes. They have feelings.
Mm, that's fair.
So yeah, that was good. Let's stop talking about running. Mm-hmm. Now, Danny boy. People who.
We hate the things that these people do. Actually, a lot of people.
Don't call me Ashley, man.
Oh, that's good. A lot of people did things that piss me off to become people who's this week. So
yeah, go.
You start off.
Your dad one.
Okay. Well, this person, I don't know her name or his name. Pedestrians who tell you to go at pedestrian crossings. So you're in the car and the pedestrians say, no, you go. I'm in the car. Like, this crossing is designed for you.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to come because I'm stopping because it's for you.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I was at going to the market the other day and this old lady stopped and she was like, come on. I was like, you're very sweet, but you come on.
Yeah.
It was just literally us.
But you know what's stupid about that is though, like they let one through and then there's going to be a car behind you as well. So what do you do with that one?
It's so awkward. Like you go in the car and then they go a little bit and then like, oh, sorry about that. Almost ran you over.
I don't get people that like, I think we've spoken about this before and it just does my head in. But when you're turning left or turning left mainly and they're crossing the road from the other side and it's just you and them and there's a bank up. And like, I always think in my head, it goes in slow motion. I go, you walking slow and just not speeding up your pace just by like a little bit or just a little slight jog, like not even speeding up your pace. Just show me your arms are moving quicker, you know, just to get across the road. You're going to ruin three people's day behind me by not getting through that light.
Yeah, agree.
Don't be selfish. Pick up the pace.
Next time I'm just fucking hitting you. No, I would never do that. Just kidding.
No, we're not going to do that. But just little things, you know, just come on. People who, now have I got one? People who, now this is one, and you do this, Sam does this, Tommy Sheridan does this, and it's honestly embarrassing. People who wear glasses without a prescription. Like, it's just like...
I'm sure Sam's blind.
Yeah, I don't care. Show me the proof. If you wear glasses, I want it on you. I want a card that has your prescription on it. Because honestly, like, who do you think you're fooling?
I don't.
Oh, I get headaches when I read. Oh, yeah. Shut. Drink more water. Okay. Drink more water. Okay. You don't need those glasses.
Oh, I've got too much screen time. That's why I've got blue light glasses. Because just the screen time is just still in my head in at the moment. I do have I have blue lights for a reason. I have a prescription. I can show you. I have a scar on my eye. I don't carry it around, mate. It's not like my COVID vaccine passport.
Bring it next time. Yeah, you should.
It's not. I've got another one here. People who can actually send back their food if they get a wrong order.
Oh, it's so awkward.
I don't know about those people. So if I, for instance, I order a steak and then chicken comes out to me, I'm having chicken.
Yeah, that's your mistake,
that's
isn't it?
That's my fault.
That's your mistake.
Yeah. That's your mistake.
Never,
yeah, I know what you did. I'll never send back food. If something wrong comes out, I'm having it.
Yeah, it's a mistake. But I did on the weekend. I went to get some takeaway with a mate, and my order, like I must have missed, like didn't hear when they called out my order, and I ordered before my mate, and he got his food, and I was like, fuck, like this is so awkward. Like I'm really hungry. I want to eat, but I couldn't go up to say like, is my food there? Like.
Press them.
I was just too like, so I just sat there for like another 10 minutes, like just waiting. Then my mate ended up going up and they're like, yeah, we called your name 3 times. So my food was just getting cold sitting in there the whole time.
See,
I'd rather a cold meal than go up and be rude.
Yeah, I've done that before where I know that they've forgotten my order, but I won't go ask for the order. So I'm just not eating now.
Nah,
my bad. I've paid the money. I'm waiting. It hasn't come out in 45 minutes. I'm going home.
Yeah, it's my bad. That's my bad.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the food? Oh, look, they closed, so yeah. Whatever.
Hey, speaking of food, Danny boy, we have a new friend of the show, new business of the show.
Do we ever?
Now, I've tucked into this one a little bit. Tucked in a little bit early because it's bloody yummy. It's scrumptious. Yummy.
Oh, we don't need to do this with?
Ice cream. We love it.
Love some ice cream.
Now, let me read this out.
Go and just read it.
Because we have a special segment that goes with it. It's time for a special segment we're calling The Scoop, bringing you all the guilt-free trade gossip courtesy of Donata sugar-free ice cream. And I'll tell you what, there is Donata better than this.
Donata better when you're tucking into a few Donatas.
There's Donata better than this.
That's what I always say. And, hey, you're absolutely
there's
right.
There's Donata better than this.
No, you're absolutely. It's beautiful ice cream. Cookies and cream.
Ice cream, you scream. Ice cream for Donata.
But you're absolutely right. It's been a big week and there are some whisperers. That's right. Deal, you're absolutely right.
Thanks, man.
It's been a big week and there are some whispers floating around. So let's cover the ones we've heard and whether we think they're legit.
And this isn't a trade week. And this is Donata ice cream because there's Donata and better.
No.
Just because you have glasses. You know my thing is people who have glasses think they're smarter than everyone else.
They do. It's sugar-free, 98.7%.
There you go.
Low carb, no added sugar. It's all natural. 98.7% sugar-free. That means I can eat as much as this as I prepare for a marathon. Not that I'm preparing.
Yeah.
But when I'm out there, setting the time, winning the race for the first 200 metres.
Well, there's no... Yeah, well, this is obviously...
The Donata will be fueling me.
Mm.
And I might pull over 3Ks in for some Donata.
100%. Because it's no problem. That's what it means in... Spanish.
Does it?
Yeah. All right, footy news brought to you by Donata. I got the mango split as well here. Bit going on. So by the time this airs, free agency and trade period, all that stuff will be done. So you've got to make some big calls here of what you think's going to happen. So what's going through at the moment? We've had Chera's gone to the Blues. I literally don't know who else has gone wherever. Who?
George Hewitt's gone from Sydney to the Blues.
Yeah.
Coleman Jones gone to North.
Yeah, that's a big one.
He's a very big one. Robbie Tarrant's gone to Richmond. So we're going to make a few big scoops here, are we?
Now, Bobby Hill looks like he's going to Essendon.
He's gone to Essendon. You know what I call him? Bobby Windy Hill.
Yeah, nice. Very good.
I love it. Thanks, Christos.
Bobby Hill is a genuine star. It's a massive loss for the Giants if that does go through.
So we want to make some big scoops, some big bold predictions?
Yeah, you go.
Here's some whispers.
Here's some whispers. Give us some.
Oh, jeez.
Because you were saying one earlier about some young player at the Gold Coast that was going to go somewhere.
No, so, Christos backed me up before. Yeah. I broke ages ago.
And nothing's happened.
This is actually nothing's happened. Thank you, Donata, for helping me bring this up.
Nothing's happened.
It's going to heat up, mate. By the time this comes out, Jack Lacocious, Isaac Rankin, and Ben King would have left the Suns.
No way! That is not true. That is not true.
Here's another big scoop for you, mate. Thanks to Donata.
Big scoop of Donata. Give
me one. Michael Voss will probably be sacked by the time this comes out because the Blues would just keep going through them. That's another one for you. Would he keep scooping? Thanks, Donata.
Any of your scoops actually true?
I'm exhausted from telling the truth. I honestly am, Bucks. Like, what more do you want from me?
All right, Bobby Hill's going. Rory Lobb wants to go home, which Whoever's written that is he is home at the moment. So he's in WA. He wants to go back to the Giants.
Define home, heard. Really.
But apparently that's not going to happen. So
Peter Laddams will be at Sydney by the time this comes out.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yogo Mira is on the trade table apparently. Now, is that true that Sam Mitchell's been calling up clubs like literally through the phone?
I swear I broke this news that a Hawthorn player was going somewhere weeks ago, and you guys laughed at me again.
Is this what you were saying?
Yeah, I said in GMZ that a Hawthorn player caught up with someone in Perth who played in Perth.
Yeah.
They're going to recruit him.
Well, he is from Perth, so.
Well, it sounds like to me in the news that that's going to happen, doesn't it?
Okay.
Well, who broke that? Tom Brown's still got a job because of me, I reckon.
I've written something here, but I don't know what it means. Oh, it was a Sam Mitchell thing. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's good. Anything else? Anyone else on the trade table? It's been a bit of a Donata happening this year.
Yeah. Donata idea what's going on. Donata better than just absolute scooping out some stories. Thank you so much, Donata.
Oh, that's great. Well, Dan, I think that wraps up that segment, which was fantastic.
It's really good ice cream, though.
It is really good.
It's really good.
Just to forget, if you haven't noticed, Donata are with us on this episode. Donata sugar-free ice cream uses all natural ingredients and half the calories of traditional ice cream.
Yummy.
Four new flavors on there halfway to the end of this month. Mango split. I had that. It was yummy. Milk chocolate. Milk choc chip. Cookies and cream and caramel macadamia, which we've been lucky to demolish in the studio today because we're tubs of Notorious are selling out very fast. Which flavour did you have?
Cookies and cream. Ice cream. So yummy.
I had mango split and cream, which is great.
Unreal ice cream. Thank you so much, Donata.
Actually, yummy.
Love them so much.
Cool. Well, let's move on to the next thing. TikTok of the week, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Mine's very simple. It's my turn this week. Mine's a very simple one this week. Just because I feel like we all can relate to this one at some point in our lives. We've all done this. Let me just bring her up. Sam's so worried about it. Don't worry, Sam. Here we go. It's just this. We'll talk about it after. It's going to be here, guys.
I love her. That's me. Legit.
Literally.
There's nothing. I won't be honest. I never did that as a kid, but geez, I was a big bedwetter when I was young.
So for those that are just listening, it says 3-year-old me on the way to my mum's room to tell her I've shat the bed. It's just like she like walking out to a stage like party dancing to the way to a platform.
What did you do when you wet the bed? Did your parents used to just throw down a couple towels? Would you go wake your mum and dad up or just do it easier?
The best thing would be like
I was just sweating.
This is so gross. Best thing I did actually wee the bed a fair few times as a kid.
Oh yeah.
I had a bit of a routine after. I'd go get a towel.
Yeah.
I'd put the towel over the patch where the wee was and either sleep next to it.
Yeah.
Or if I'd pee the whole bed, I'm just putting the towel down and I'll sleep on the towel.
Yeah, 100%. You sleep on the towel.
Marinated.
But you know
piss.
What the worst thing was is like when you did that, you literally put a towel down. It just seeps straight through the towel and you just like you need like three towels to not let it
sleeping in cold piss. Like just the stench of it is just the worst.
It's the worst feeling. Mum.
Someone pissed in there.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
No, well, I think the dog just jumped in my bed and pissed. That was weird.
No, someone other. I think Dad pissed in the bed. No, he did. He came in here and pissed in it. I put some towels down to sleep on it.
How old was the last time when you pissed in the bed? How old when you were?
No, I haven't pissed a bed in at least 3 years.
I still sometimes have dreams after a few pots that like, you know, when you like had a few pots, you go to bed and you dream you're going to the toilet and you're like, you're just about to piss and you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I was literally just about to piss the bed.
I have a mate who has, like when he's on the beers, he's done it more than once. So it's like, definitely happens. It's not just like a one-off thing. Apparently he gets up and he's just unzip, fully standing, unzip himself and piss like he's at the toilet, but he's just pissing on his bed.
Oh, like, that's so
and
gross.
And his partner's next to him.
That is so gross. I had a mate in primary school, in high school, that he didn't quite know this was going to happen. But you know, like when you're at home and you have like ducted heating, like those vents in your room?
Piss in the vents.
He used to piss in his vents that would then go into his whole house. In those vents would go into like the central heating and cooling of his house. So they'd put the heater on and just be like hot urine just coming through the house. And he'd blame it on possums.
Yeah. I think there's a few possums in my bed. Yeah. Hey, Mum, I think maybe a possum pissed the bed last night. Yeah. I got some towels I slept on it sealed, but I just want to let you know that you have to clean that up.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, that's good.
Jason Horne-Francis.
Apparently, these offers from Richmond and Adelaide were absolute godfather
deals. Richmond went for him too.
Richmond, yeah. Richmond tried to offer, that's what I said, Richmond Adelaide. Richmond offered, like, I think they had a pick in the top 10. It was like three picks and Coleman Jones for the number one pick to obviously try and be Josh Horn Francis. Then Adelaide did the same thing. Jason, sorry, Josh. massive fan of Josh.
Jimmy Spargo.
So massive fan. Hopefully he goes to Melbourne, him and Jimmy link up. Jason Horn Francis. So.
That's pretty crazy. So they're saying, because what was Adelaide's? It was this year's first round, next year's, which could possibly be a number one pick, and the year after's first pick for this kid. So
it must be, silly to say, but it must be amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing to get that many offers.
I think they're very Jason nice Horn Francis for him.
They're very horny for him.
No, I didn't say that.
They're very Jason Horny Francis for him. Bobby Hill nominates Essendon.
We went through that.
Bobby Windy Hill, I call him. A draft is coming up. This is actually good. The draft is coming up. Let's give him one short bit of advice for draftees.
Oh, I've got one.
Yeah.
Do not let photographers push you around on draft day shoots. Mm. They can ruin your fucking career. Like, the amount of shit they've made players do that go top 10, when you were there running through the fucking beach on Gold Coast, like, holding hands and hugging each other, they get players dressed up in these shit suits, and they go, no, trust me, lads, it's fucking awesome. Everyone's going to love it. Yeah. I've never seen in my life a good draft photo taken of these picks, and it's up to you how bad you want that to be.
Yeah.
Just know now, please, Jason Horn Francis, if you're listening to me, Dacos, if you're listening to me, do not listen to these photographers.
Yeah.
Do not listen to them. They had Cade Simpson, the poor kid, swinging out of a fucking tree. Like, what are they doing where they make these kids, like, they are ruining fucking lives here.
They'll be like, Jason, have you ever done a backflip before?
Did I tell you about the time I had a photo shoot?
Take your top off and do one.
I had a photo shoot once at the at a hairdresser's and before I had hair. And this guy from the Herald Sun came in and he had these big clippers.
I've seen it.
And he had the big clippers as his photo. But he wanted me to, like, go in and, like, go like this, like, cheery, like,
silly Billy. Gear,
like, really, really, like, cheesy. And I said to him, mate, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm so sorry, I'm not doing that. And the photo was a little bit cheesy. Like, yes, definitely cheesy. But it could have been so much worse. And the guy got really angry at me. He's like, you're questioning my skills. Mm. And I was like, look, mate, I just want to look a fucking idiot. Like, I'm not holding these... in context, these scissors were like a meter large, and he wants me to, like, go like this, like, hold them.
Be a silly there. Boy. Yeah.
Oh, it didn't have anything to do with footy. It was just haircuts.
That's good advice. That's great advice, actually.
Yeah. It's good advice, I think.
What would mine be? Mine would be whatever extras you think you're doing that's going to make you better, they're not going to make you better.
No. Like, at the end of the day, you've either got it or you don't.
Guys, it's all politics. Like, if you're doing extra gym and extra runs thinking you're going to be a chance to
make
22.
It's all politics, isn't it? Yeah.
You're probably doing yourself more damage. So don't do any extras. If anything, probably don't try.
Too hard. Treat a man, keep him keen.
Yeah. I always felt like the less I tried and the less I trained, the better I actually played.
It's actually funny because some players that actually worked. Mm. Sometimes, like, if you got in trouble or was, like, didn't train that hard, like, players would come in and, like, not train hard. They'd have a bit of issues, like, they weren't finishing their gym programs or something. And then, like, all of a sudden, if they fucking were there on time, it was like, let's celebrate Johnny for coming in early today. It's like, mate, I've been coming in early for the last 6 years. Like, what the fuck? Like,
oh, Johnny, like, your skin folds are under 60.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Tommy Sheridan to a T, by the way.
And also... That's while we're on footy. Footy players are getting praised for returning to preseason early.
Oh, that screams to me bottom of the table. That screams to me you're coming last. Like, oh mate, what you should see us. We're absolutely humming this time of year. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
you're gonna suck.
Season finished 4 months ago. No shit, you're back trading.
So
even
funny.
Like Petrarca was in the gym. We saw it before we came on the podcast. Petrarca was back in the gym, and the Mini's like, oh. He's won the flag 11 days ago, and now he's doing Bulgarian squats. Your fut competition.
Yeah. No, I actually agree with that, though. I think Melbourne will be good for a long time.
Well, they've won the flag, so that's a massive... Is that Donata scoop or not? That's huge by you. Well done. That's awesome. I think we're all smarter for that insight. If you take anything away from this episode, Melbourne will be good for a long time. Huge. That's why you get to pay the big
bucks.
Donata's
got their money worth, haven't they? That scoop, they love that. Beautiful. Donata met in that scoop.
That was, it's great. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, mate.
Is there Lego in here yet or not?
Oh, here we go. Thank you so much to all the love and support of everyone. Now, last week, Netflix, single-handedly got them a billion users from freaking talking about Squid Game. So that was unbelievable. So happy to everyone that has been loving Priority Pick. I really appreciate it. The beautiful messages each week I get means a lot. Now, I spoke about some series of late. I'm going to mix it up and give a bit of difference to everyone here today. I'm going to give them a podcast because what am I going to do 1 week? I'll treat your eyes. Next week, I'll treat your ears. Next week, treat your taste buds.
But you're just picking like the most popular things. Like,
no, I'm not.
Tool, tell us pizza's good. No shit, pizza's good.
No, shut up. Play Lego. Now, this week, I've got a podcast for you. It's very, very, very good.
It's called Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, have you heard of it? No, this is a good one. Now, we all know how I love a bit of true crime. Mm. This is a new series on Spotify called Disappearances. And basically, let me read you.
Please do.
In 2020, after years spent searching for answers, Sarah Turney used social media to help bring justice to her sister Alyssa's nearly two decades long disappearance. Wow. Now she's teaming up with Parcast to explore many reasons people disappear in the pact that absence of those left behind. Now, basically...
Thanks, Spotify.
It's an episode a week on a different disappearance and what happened, how they found them, where they went, all the stuff they know.
Mm.
I love it.
I know what you're saying. Like, I'm sure these are, but I haven't listened or seen any of your picks. But I'm getting a lot of feedback that you're just picking the most popular things.
But like,
are you getting lazy?
Sorry, just on that. When did I ever say I'm going to crawl back a fucking rock and find you something that you've never seen?
Obviously hasn't had, you know, his hit lately, guys. He's yelling again and getting angry at me.
But Dan, I've been getting those messages too. But when did I ever say in Priority Pick that I was going to like travel the world to find you something that you've never heard of before? I'm just going to open your eyes to it and show you a different message and show you a different light of something.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't know what more those often. GMZ morons are talking about.
Oh, anti-vaxxer.
Sorry, since I shaved my headband, I just don't have time for that sort of nonsense. Like, I just don't appreciate, like, people saying that sort of thing because at the end of the day, if someone's speaking that to me, they're saying that to the whole Priority Pick community.
Yeah.
And do you think I'm going to take that and let them do that to my pickers?
How dare all three of you get attacked?
I would not let people do that. So I really appreciate it. Yeah. Updates.
Yes. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, what is going on? Okay. Tone setter.
Want some of this?
Yeah.
Cool. So it's coming soon.
Now,
I hope.
Again, I don't know what it is about. Like, if something doesn't happen on the show, why for some reason that's my fault every time? Because I told you, what did
get
I say
in, guys.
Dan, set up the email list for the website.
Even I'm angry at him, guys. He keeps doing this.
I told you this every day. Do you know how many messages I'm getting about this email list that is not there at the moment?
Dylan, the thing you should know about me is when I say I'm going to do something, there's a likelihood that it doesn't get done. I don't know how you don't understand that. We've done 38 episodes now. You know that I haven't contributed anything to this.
We're going to have... Can you categorically tell everyone that there will be an email list on Wednesday when this comes out?
Guys, the time you listen to this... Go now on the website. There'll be
www.listcloggers.com. Yes.
Who knows if that's it? I think. Sign up to the email list that is on the website. That email list will let you know everything that happens with List Cloggers. It'll let you know when the merch is dropping because the merch is delayed.
Yep.
And when it drops, you want to be first in because, again, it was hard logistically to do.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted from doing not a lot with it. But when it drops, you want to get in because we can't make any promises.
And we love the love that I've been trying to get on the email list. Sorry that it hasn't been there, but that was your role to do. Hopefully that's there next week. But yeah, we're going to be loving it. That'll be there very shortly. And the merch hopefully in the next week. But the only reason you'll know of this drop will be when it comes via email.
If there's no email list there by the time you go there, guys, I'm in lots of trouble, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah, we'll see then. Russian roulette with it.
Hey, good to see you this week.
See you.
See you next week.
Yes, always.
Let's go for a run.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the start.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Gorringe has kicked it.